This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
Everybody's got a story. Some are very extraordinary stories. It might be good for somebody to look into theirs.
Because a story is the shortest distance between two people.
The Living Room is our ongoing storytelling series hosted by Allison Downey.
Today on The Living Room, back to school. Like many Michiganders, I returned to school this week. I've been a university professor for over a decade, so I've had a lot of first days. But for my son, Michael, Tuesday was different. It was his first day of kindergarten. And probably because I teach future elementary teachers and because I'm a mom, I've been really curious about kids' perceptions of school. And so last June, I visited Michael's preschool, Learning Village in Kalamazoo, and I asked some of his classmates what they were excited about.
Going to kindergarten. I already stopped sucking my thumb in.
Don't poop at kindergarten. Not in your pants. Not in your diaper.
How long do you think you're going to go to school for?
A week.
130 weeks.
What do you think you're going to learn in school?
To not be mean and to not push and hit and kick. How to make new friends that we never ever met before.
I wanted to get the real scoop from the experts. Students from Dawn Hostler's kindergarten class at Woods Lake Elementary, a magnet center for the arts in Kalamazoo. How do you feel at the start of school?
Scared, because it's a new school and you really don't know.
At the start of school, you'll talk to teachers and they have nightmares. We are just as nervous as the kids are.
And now that you've been here for a year, how do you feel?
Happy.
I wondered, what insights might a child have at the end of 6 years of elementary school? What advice do you have for someone who's just coming into elementary school?
To listen to your teachers and do not play in toilet water.
Don't play around because the teachers don't play.
That they're going to be happy there and that they're going to learn new things, just like us.
Stay in school, don't be a fool.
Welcome to school.
Welcome to school.
Welcome to school.
Welcome to school.
Now let's head over to Detroit, where a new experiment in community education is just getting underway. What if something other than jobs could rebuild Detroit? What if the purpose of education was to help children reach their highest human potential? What if we had a conversation about the meaning of service to our community? These are just a few of the many questions being raised at a new charter school in Detroit. It's called the James and Grace Lee Boggs School, and they opened their doors this week. Living Room producer Zach Rosen brings us this report.
The to-do list for opening a new school is huge. You've got to find a building and fix it up.
We're going to strip and wax the floor.
You've got to hire teachers, write a curriculum, figure out a mission. And then there's all this other stuff you'd never think of, like laying down new wood chips by the jungle gym.
To distribute the pile.
And then, of course, you have to find parents who want to send their kids to your school.
Hello, how are you guys? You guys live over here?
Yeah, I live downstairs.
You want a brochure? We're opening up a school.
The canvasser you're hearing is Shekinah Hockenhall, a summer intern at the Boggs School.
I'm right here, Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. All right. That's us. Yep. You know what? Maybe we'll play this game outside. Yeah. Would that be fun? I would like to do that.
The Boggs School started this week with kids in kindergarten through fourth grade, with a plan to roll out a new class every year. So by 2026, they'll be K through 12.
My name is Julia Putnam. I'm one of the founders of the Boggs School and the principal.
Julia grew up in Detroit and graduated from a Detroit public high school. She went on to teach for 5 years at a charter school, but after a while became disillusioned.
The writing on the wall was like, oh, this is not a place where my voice is valued. This is not a place where I'm going to have any say in what happens. The leadership skills that I do have are of no interest.
So about 5 years ago, Julia and a group of teachers and parents and community organizers started to think about opening their own school. And not just any school, but a place that would creatively address the current circumstance Detroit finds itself in.
We've been growing our economy, and this is where it's gotten us. These vacant lots, these, you know, abandoned houses. That's what growing the economy has done, because it's like, oh, well, industry's not working here and I can make more money someplace else, so I ship it out and all the jobs are gone. And so people can't afford these houses and so they leave them. That's where growing the economy has gotten Detroit. And so what happens if we grow our souls here? What would it look like then? I want to prepare kids to ask those questions, because that's what's going to create the future, asking those questions, not thinking that we have the answer and then telling kids what they should be doing.
The school is named after James and Grace Lee Boggs, longtime Detroit community activists and writers whose house is just a few miles east of the new school.
James died in 1993, and Grace Lee Boggs is 98, still living, still writing, still publishing, and they both believe that the purpose of learning and the purpose of education was to build community, and that the way to engage young people was to have them actively involved in their education and in transforming the community while transforming themselves.
And how did you meet Grace and Jimmy?
They had started a program called Detroit Summer in 1992. They had come to my high school to recruit for the program. I was at Renaissance High School, very unhappy, learning really well how to get A's, but not so much why Detroit was the way it was, why it looked the way it looked, why abandoned buildings weren't being fixed, why people talked about Detroit in the past tense and felt so hopeless about its future. And when I heard or read about Grace and Jimmy and Detroit Summer and their idea that there was a crisis in Detroit, but in every social justice crisis, young people had made the difference, and they had hoped that young people would be interested in making a difference in Detroit by revitalizing it, re-spiriting and rebuilding it from the ground up. I became the very first young person to sign up for the program, and the ideals in Grace and Jimmy have made sense to me since then.
The Bog School sits on a quiet residential street in a building that's over 100 years old. Just across from the school is a well-maintained white bungalow with a perfectly mowed lawn. And, as is the case with a lot of streets in Detroit, there are several vacant lots dotting the neighborhood, places where houses once stood. The idea of place is a big one for the founders of the Bog School. By that, I mean the neighborhood where the school sits is going to be a big part of the school.
As the kids get older, like, they're learning to advocate for trash pickup, for instance. They're learning how civics works in the city, like who makes what decisions and how you impact those decisions through your engagement.
It's called place-based education, and it's a model that's already being practiced in small pockets around the country.
I want a kid to like graduate from our school and be able to look around and be like, I've been in this neighborhood forever. I know exactly what businesses will work. I know exactly what the needs are in this community. And not just in this neighborhood, but in Detroit in general. Like, I want to, like, graduate the next mayors. I want to graduate, like, the next city council people. I want to graduate the next business owners of Detroit. I want to graduate the next president, and a president who really has some, like, real understanding of social capital.
You're a little nervous? I think that's pretty normal. I bet your classmates are, too. You want to show your parents where your room is? Do you remember?
My name is Amanda Rossman, and I will be the executive director of the school.
Rossman spent 11 years teaching in Detroit before helping found the Bog School.
I'm also a school parent. My son will be in fourth grade here.
You know, normally as teachers, we'd put it through the filter of, would we do this with our own kids? Is this acceptable for our kids? But they're actually here. So everything that happens here, the filter of, you know, our own kids will be experiencing it is real.
I think as a parent, I trust my child here because they trust their children here.
That's Whitney Syfex Walker. She's the school's new office manager and also the mother of a fourth grader.
It says a lot when the people that you work with and the people that say they're passionate about something believe in it enough to educate their own children in the system that, you know, that they're asking you to put your child in.
When I was interviewing Walker, her daughter Zoe actually hobbled into the office with an injury from gym class.
Is the gravel in my skin?
It looks like a very, 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 very tiny, minor scratch. Let me see here.
But it hurts. You know I tend to cry.
I know. Oh, you're so warm.
Yes, I am.
During this academic year, I'll be spending a lot of time at the Bog School. I'll be checking in with students, teachers, and parents to learn the struggles and triumphs of what could be a new paradigm for education in Detroit.
So, do you have homework?
You mean that we do at home?
Yes.
We're excited to hear more from Zach Rosen and the Bog School over the course of the next year. You've been listening to The Living Room. I'm Allison Downey.
Yeah, but
The Living Room is produced by Zach Rosen and Allison Downey.